This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I say to Glenn Humplick, you can come in. Tom stays outside because if he comes into the party, I know, like, he's going to pull some prank and I'm going to end up sniffing his butt. Glenn unlocks my cellar door without me seeing. Tom gets inside. Sure enough, just before the party is over, he comes in like, the butt man outfit.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
sniffing on it real good. But what they don't tell, what he doesn't tell you, and I don't feel bad about letting this out at all. When he puts that costume on, that's not his real butt.
Oh, well, then you're protected in a way.
Yes, it certainly didn't smell like a real butt. And so, like, me as a fan before that, the experience of sniffing the fake butt was like, I
believe it's a bum. In this case, it's a bum. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
because
see,
it is, because it's the bum bum song.
That's a distinction.
And his bum was on the Swedish, if you recall.
Hey, do you ever go out and, like, go to that Swedish and, like, take pictures and stuff?
Yes, I've had some family events at the Swedish. My daughter's christening. What else did we do at the Swedish? Oh, my niece's quinceañera.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Handbook.
In Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Yes, showbiz. Yes. What up, what up? And more like Holiday Handbook than Hollywood Handbook
because it is
a holiday season.
It is time for it to be Christmas. We like to do something special for Christmas, which is we like to give gifts. And the gift that we want to give this year is to our listeners. Basically what we want to do is allow our listeners to participate in the show. We're going to do our first call-in episode. This is going to be probably the only one we ever do until next Christmas. It's going to be very bad. Everyone who's calling in has no experience in performing or public conversation of any kind. They probably have some stuff prepared that's not going to land.
Yes, they most
they
likely have an
anticipate.
Idea of something very funny to do or ask, and I think it's going to fall flat on its face. And I think it'll make me look bad because I'll be working with an amateur, and that can sometimes make even a professional like a Hayes or a Sean look like
it'll
a
make
fucking dickwad.
Sound like we're struggling when really –
when we're so funny.
Yes, it's they
and nice
are
and
struggling.
Smart.
Yes.
Yes, it's just being too close. It's being right next to – something and having the light of their failure reflected on you. And so it should be
that's what makes it a gift. It is a sacrifice for us. It's something that we should not be doing.
I'm willing to put a bad show out in the world.
I have
that's
no
got
reason
me
to do
on it
because it's
as
fun
a gift.
Just for the five or six people who end up calling in. So when you do call, if you're listening, if you called, you can't hear this right now. Because it's not being broadcast anywhere except through the phones. But the number is 347-514-WOLF, 347-514-9653. You can't hear this. Again, it's not – there's nowhere that it's being played.
And that number, again, is 347-something-something-WOLF. And if you listened and you wrote it down, then you're one better than me because I don't know what the number is. But please do – no, for next Christmas or for if anything happens with time where you're able to move through time back to when we were recording this after listening and call in and hopefully, you know, be a better caller. And you know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
Pauly Shore.
And if we do this again and it's not Christmas, then you know we're in huge trouble.
Well, you know that that's been prescribed to us by a Jeff Ulrich type.
And don't let us say later that it was like because this one went really well or something like that. It's not going to go very well. It'll be because of something like we didn't get a guest at like the very last second.
Yes, and that happens to us.
So shall we take a call? Intern Andy is feeding calls through. How does this happen? How do we do this? Is it through the computer?
Yeah, I can.
This is Brett.
Hey, I have all the calls here. I can just feed them to you guys.
Well, he's pointing at a screen.
Yeah.
For listeners, Engineer Brett's pointing at a screen when he says, "I have all the calls."
So the calls here, are the calls are.
So I control the boards.
Okay.
And I can give. I can tell you guys the name of the caller.
And the calls will be in the headphones?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be fed directly to them.
Power trip. I control the boards. And did you see how he puffed himself up when he said it?
I let him have that kind of stuff when he says that.
Okay, Brett, well, go ahead and control the boards and give us a phone caller.
Okay, here's Mike from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Hello? Mike?
Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you, Mike? Are you from the forums?
I am, yeah. I'm Salad Jesse Raphael.
Oh, Salad Jesse Raphael.
Oh, congratulations on the pro version.
Yeah, thank you. That was great. I do that dance all the time.
Oh, he's from the Tracy Wakefield episode.
Yes, good memory,
Mike. Mike, you're from Chicago. Yeah. You must eat that big pizza.
Yeah, the thick pizza.
Yes.
I've heard that on the bridge it smells like chocolate at night.
It smells like chocolate all downtown.
Yes, I've heard that. And what's doing that? Is it Willy Wonka or something over there? I mean, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I think there's a Willy Wonka factory downtown, and the wind blows it.
Pause, Mike. And do people sort of see how it feels like Hayes and I are up in this tower and we can't talk to normal people? But if you are interested and a student of life in this country, then just from hearing someone's town, you can make great conversation.
Yes.
And that can come into play in the Hollywood industry, can it, Hayes?
Yes, and just to continue the great conversation we were having about the pizza, I got to tell you, Mike, I prefer a nice, big, wet slice of New York pizza. And I don't think that big Chicago pizza is any good at all. And so what do you say about that? I like the New York pizza with the big chunky tomato, and it's got water all over the top.
That's not a meal, though. The Chicago pizza is like a meal. You know, it's so thick.
He eats more than one slice, though, Mike.
You can eat as many slices in New York, Mike. You can eat as many slices as you want. And I don't know what they're doing in Chicago where they only let you have one big slice, and then they say, that's your meal for the day.
And nearly no water on the top, and tell me if that's not true.
You can have more than one slice. You can get a whole pizza in that. It's just going to be more food. But people are probably fatter here.
Well, you can share, in New York, Mike, you can share it. You can share the pizza.
They do let you, yes, and the police won't be mad. Oh,
okay. You can share it with the police.
Who are heroes.
Yes.
And let me tell you something else. The water is what makes it so good in New York, mm-hmm. is that good water, and that's mm-hmm. why you can't find it here.
Mm-hmm. They have to bring in the water to other places to make the pizza so good, because
it
has
to fly it in a chopper.
It has sodium particles.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that. I was just thinking you could put any sort of water.
I know you don't know that.
Yes, you don't have to say you don't know something.
When we
Mike.
Tell you something, and then you take it, and then if you meet someone from New York now, you have something to talk about. Just like I had the good chocolate story, and Hayes had the good pizza, and so all of this is for your benefit. So you don't necessarily have to tell us you don't know that. We know you don't know that.
Okay, I understand.
Mike, is there something in particular you wanted to say that you were calling about?
Mike, did you go see when Obama won?
Pause
for 1 second. When Obama won, did you go see Obama do his whole, like, the whole rally, the big celebration at the zoo or wherever that was?
He's from Chicago.
No, I didn't end up going to that.
Thank God.
There's plenty of people down there.
Okay, because the whole thing, it's like, what is he... You know, if people remember this, when he got elected, it was like he was like some big celebrity and going up there and like almost basically acting like a movie star. And like they set up a whole stage for him and everyone's supposed to show up and say, like, oh, congratulations.
I wish he was Jess Folks. And I like my president to be folks like me.
Yes, don't just don't make so? Just don't make such a big deal out of
it. Well, stop acting so smart all the time. And just tell me did you accomplish a mission or not?
It's like it's fine to be president. Just don't, it doesn't have to be such a big like celebration of you every day.
Yes. Is that what you wanted to talk about, Mike? I know you had started to try to say something. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was it exactly, actually.
Okay, you were just going to tell us you didn't go to the Obama thing? Okay, well, thanks so much, Mike. It's been really cool. And please, what do I want to tell Mike to do? Take care of your body.
Yes, Mike, please take care of your body for us, okay?
Do you guys have any tips on how to do that?
Oh, we were just so close to a nice conclusion to the
nice
call.
Yes, a nice clean exit.
Instead,
there's going to be sort of this trail off where we're discussing what he did, and then he just gets cut off, and we roll right into a new caller.
Should we just do that?
Well, I almost wish Engineer Brett had just taken that as his cue to do that.
Okay, bye, Mike. Nice guy.
Next caller?
Please.
This is Chanson.
I need a little break.
Chanson.
Okay, I would love to have gotten this out of the way first.
Yes.
If we do this again, Brett, Chanson, just like be quiet for 1 second, okay? If we do this again, put Chanson there first. Get him out of the way.
Yes, when I still have the energy to deal with a Chanson type.
Yes,
I'd like to get that going right away and then get that out of the system, and then we can sort of just have a nice show.
Okay, Chanson first.
Chanson first, short and sweet. He does his thing, and then we move on to the rest of the callers. And then we
and that number again is 349-something-something Wolf.
The rest is fair game after that?
Oh, any order you want.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's
okay.
Chanson.
Okay. Chanson, hey.
Hi, guys.
Chanson, how are you? It's really nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you guys really feel that way, but yeah.
No, we do. We do. And you're one of us, our earliest fans, and you always have some constructive criticism for the show. And we really, you know, we're always trying to get better for you, and so we do appreciate it.
So rare that I feel like a fan of ours thinks I have so much to learn from them. Do you know what I mean, Chanson? A lot of times they're just enjoying the show.
It's hard to enjoy the show with you on it, Sean. I don't know. I love Hayes.
What?
Okay.
Hayes, you're doing great.
What?
He's being fake mean. That's his thing. He likes to be a fake mean guy.
Okay, this is a kind of humor, and we haven't covered this in our segments at all, but this
mean
is a kind
humor.
Of humor that's starting to
mean humor.
Really get in vogue with the young folks, and it is mean humor.
Small killings.
And it is having a mean joke, and sometimes I'm not even sure if it is a joke. Like, let's look at the anatomy of this joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to enjoy the show with you on it, and that said to me.
Right. Who is the show?
Who is big part of the show and a nice guy and smart, nice, funny.
No, like, I'm sure you're nice. Like, I think you're probably a great person. I'm sure you are.
Well, see.
The other shoe is on its way toward the floor. I already feel it, Chanson. Don't finish that thought. I can't bear it.
Chanson, are you on that little forest island where you live in Seattle?
I am, yeah. I'm on Vashon Island.
Yeah, is that the one where the bike is in the tree?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I know about that.
And are you drinking coffee and because Seattle?
I mean I'm drinking Coke Zero, if I can plug that.
Okay, so no. That's just a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
Chanson, why do I know all these things about you? Why do I know that you're going to school and that you live on this little island? And like, why do I have all this information?
Well, I can think of a few different ways.
Because I'm on the show. I'm the one on the show. I'm talking to you. And yet somehow I have all this information about you that I'm not using in my daily life.
I know more about you than I know about me.
You know what I mean? It just is weird to me.
It's weird to me too. I'd love to hear more about that.
About all the stuff I know about you? You have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Beard.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a beard. That's
it's too much. It's too much. It's a something lot of I'm carrying around.
A lot of opinions on the world and politics and finance and everything.
You're a men's rights activist. I know that about you. I respect that a lot.
A lot of classic rants. There's a lot of Chanson rants, you know?
Chanson goes on the forums a lot, and he'll speak up for... This is a group that has not always gotten a fair shake, certainly in recent years.
Yes.
Which is white men.
And they're being marginalized.
Yes, and that is what I appreciate. When Chanson does that on the forums, I say, see, this is useful. This is a voice that we don't have out there.
And here's what we don't think about, and Chanson has pointed this out, is when you do take a group that has been underrepresented, because they're a smaller group,
yes,
and you try to put them at the forefront, someone is a victim. And the victim... 99.9% of the time, plus 0.1%, which means always, is white men like Chanson.
Would you agree with that, Chanson?
I mean,
you've said as much.
I don't know if that's how I would characterize that debate, but that's definitely an opinion some people have, and that's, I guess, okay.
And I appreciate that. It's someone has to. There's so many people out there now that are talking about civil rights for like only a select group and talking about that only a certain number of people's lives matter. And you're there saying, which I appreciate, shouldn't everyone's lives matter? Like, why is it that like only these guys' lives matter?
Right.
And like, what about me? Does my life not matter?
Right, yeah.
That seems extremely mean.
It's like, just because certain people were undervalued doesn't mean I've been overvalued, and can't I get even more of what I've had? And I also wanted to bring up with you, Chanson, because you did something so cool on the forums recently, and you had a rant of yours, and then you sort of threatened to, you know, lay some real hard truths on me and Hayes, and this was your phrasing, drop the mic afterwards. And the image that creates of a comic on stage, and I've seen some do this, where they let go of the microphone and it falls to the stage, and that sort of such a definitive ending. Is that cool, what you did?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what I said that if
I'd rather not. I'd actually rather not go back and look at it.
No, I just want to talk about the concept of dropping the mic.
I'm doing the show.
And
this
sort of new, fresh idea of dropping the mic.
Chanson, is your dog around?
She is, yeah. She's right here.
Can I talk to your dog real
fast?
Put her
on the phone, yes.
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
She would love that, I bet.
Okay, tell me when she's going to be on. And what's her name?
All right, she's on. Her name's Dreidel.
Okay. Dreidel?
All right, she's on right now.
Dreidel, run. Go, Dreidel. Dreidel, get out of the house as fast as you can. It's not safe for you there.
Dreidel, there's a car waiting for you outside.
Run into the forest.
Bite him on his rear end and go. Go out the door.
Go at night.
However you can move.
Go at night.
There's a car waiting at the corner. When you get in, they have dog food. They have everything you need. You'll come to me in haste.
Okay.
It's not easy because that's why he lives on an island. So it's hard. It's harder for you to escape. Oh, hey, Chanson. What's up? How are you?
Hi, dude.
Hi, guys. Did you guys like talking to Dreidel? Was that fun for you guys?
Yes, she's a very nice baby.
And
she's a very sweet baby girl, and we're pulling for her.
And good question.
She's pretty great.
Chanson, thank you so much for listening to the show, and for you were a fan of the reality show for a long time, and we really appreciate it. And if you can tell, we are listening to you, and I think the show you can hear when you listen to the show your criticisms.
Yes, that it's been
being considered and actually making the show better. Can you hear that?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay. I'm glad you can hear it. Well, Chanson, and thank you so much for calling in, Brett.
He's gone.
Okay. See, that's what happens when he's not. When he's
he has to be first.
Yes.
I see what you mean.
You have to have him first. Yeah.
Do we just roll right through, or do we take some kind of?
I don't know. Is there
deep breath? How many people do we have on the line?
It's completely lit up.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know.
We got like seven calls.
Really?
That's what completely lit up is?
Yeah, don't say the number so they can hear it.
Okay. Should we check in with Andy really fast?
I guess
so,
yeah.
Let's see what he's doing. Hang on one second.
Andy?
Andy?
Sweetie?
I'm screening. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, Sam.
Just come in real
he's
fast.
And it's like he's making friends with them, and he's sort of using this opportunity, and I can't blame him.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Well... So what, like, when these people call in, what do? Do they,
like... They just mostly just say their name, and then I say thanks, and then I put them in the queue.
Well, you have a longer conversation than that when we open the door, and I wonder, are you making friends with them, and is this some sort of dating service
and
for
can
you?
Can I say something else?
Sure.
First of all, please don't try to date any of the callers. Sean raises a good point. Second, what is the name of the job that you're doing?
Screener.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to think that means let them all, like if you picture a screen, okay, it's designed to keep out mosquitoes.
Right. Yeah. Right? That's what it's for. Yeah.
Yes. What can get in is like a cool breeze can get through a screen.
Yes, a cool breeze.
Something refreshing. But what can't get in is a mosquito or Shanson.
Yes, the human mosquito.
Right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now go be a good screen what in like a nice country house.
What if they just come on and say like, hey, my name's Sam and I don't know who
Well, then
who
you
Sam
have to
is.
Ask more questions.
Oh, okay.
You have to try to tease out what their intentions are.
Andy, and me and Hayes love science so much and I think I have a nice way to sort of illustrate this. Are you familiar with a semi-permeable membrane?
Oh, yeah, I think I remember.
Yes, in cells. And what my.
You didn't. No, they don't teach that in high school.
And so.
You're thinking of something else.
And so, what my science teacher, one of the many good ones I've had, used to say, and this is truly what he used to say in my high school, back when they did teach it in high school, is some elements can get through the membrane. For them, it's permeable. But others, when they hit the wall, no ticky, no washy, you can't get in.
So that's a good thing to say to someone like Chance.
If there's a chance and you just say, no ticky, thank you for calling, no ticky, no washy, you can get in.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind and I am going to see what I can do about
Thanks, Andy. And calls are coming through now and so you're going to want to get back.
Okay,
all
right.
It's been taking
on the phone there and shut the door. Okay. Yes.
Already taking too long.
Okay, who do we have? Brett. Let's give us some options. How about that?
Okay. There's Sam, Grant, Burger Ho.
Okay.
Bozos.
Okay.
Anastasia.
Okay. Oh, let's have a refreshing female voice.
Female voice, yes.
Yes. Okay.
So people know that that's okay to be a woman and be a fan of ours.
Here's Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you? This is Hayes talking. How are you, Anastasia?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well.
Yes. I think we settled on, I believe your name is Anastasia now. Isn't that right, Hayes? Didn't we decide to have a fancier pronunciation for your name?
Yes, I think that was right because it matches the Vigo better. Who, if you remember, was the villain in Ghostbreakers?
Ghost, yes.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, Anastasia, you have to.
Where are you from? You're from the Bay
Arizona.
Area, is that right? Oh, Arizona. Why? What makes me think you were in the Bay Area?
Well, I live in Oakland now.
I see. Well, I think, actually...
Just win, baby.
The Ghost movie takes place in... Parts of it are in Arizona. The end of it where the marshmallow is coming through, that part is in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't say mm-hmm if you haven't seen it. Say, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you. Arizona, what an interesting place.
Well, it's heat down there.
Oh, but it's a dry heat.
What's interesting to me is you have, in Arizona, the Phoenix Cardinals, and it's like the Phoenix is already a bird.
Yes.
So it's really like saying the bird birds.
And is it the Phoenix... A burnt up regular bird that now has powers of fire. So it's very strange. Right.
And the same for the Phoenix Suns. That's an interesting thing because then you're saying like a bird with sun powers.
The Firebird Suns.
Yeah. And then it's like you're almost repeating. It's less interesting to have a sun than a phoenix.
And when a bird gets lit on fire, doesn't it just get cooked? And can you explain that to me, why your town is wrong like that?
Well, they're not really great decision makers down there, so I think that...
And that's why you had to leave, I guess.
The teams are just... Right.
Did you call up to talk about when that government woman got shot there? Because that's a very sad topic for the show.
It's not really... Yes, I will say, Anastasia, it's not really an appropriate conversation to talk about Gabrielle Giffords on... This program, we usually talk about Hollywood and happy TV and movies.
I mean, I guess Palin's in the Hollywood world, and she did put out a hit on her, but I don't think that in itself is enough of a reason to call. So did you have a better reason? What did you want to say, Anastasia?
Well, I was thinking about how long you guys have been in the industry, and
sobering, yes. Not something I like thinking about.
How do you stay in the? How do you stay relevant? I guess. How do you stay interesting?
Callers like you. I mean, is that what you want to hear?
We can
see.
We can see what you're getting at. Okay. And you wanted to say that being friends with Anastasia is
how we're able to stay relevant.
Tells us about all the cool like Christmas music and stuff on the forums. And
she gives the picture of her dog is the thing that made it are good at Hollywood.
Okay, I mean.
It's for
you.
I'm
sorry, guys. I can't do it.
I can't.
No, I can't do it. That's, I can see what she wants. But
I was going to suck it up and do it, Anastasia, but, Hayes just can't, and I now sort of see where he's coming from. That we have to have a certain amount of integrity on the show, and that's what you like about it, is that we are being real, and we are being raw.
And if we were to give that out as real advice... to all our listeners, that being friends with you is how to stay relevant in Hollywood. That wouldn't be fair to all of them because it's not true. That would be like supporting a product in our advertisements that we don't personally love.
Yes,
like that the guy who makes the poop music.
But
I'm saying that would be an example. Like if we didn't like that music,
to clarify,
and we were doing an advertisement for it, that would be. A lie. That would be wrong.
Please.
So you're a big fan of that music?
Yes, I'm saying that we really like it. That's why we do advertisements for it, saying it's good.
The musicianship and the funniness, the combination of the two. You could just play a song, or you could just say the word poop, and either one of those would be pretty good. But the concept of doing both simultaneously, well, I've got to tell you, Anastasia... I'm jealous. I didn't think of it first because it seems like Hayes, you gotta bail me out. I don't have an end to my sentence.
It seems like a good music.
Yo, gosh, yes, hello. Now we're really talking.
And so we've turned down Pause for 1 second. That's all. Yeah, we've turned down ads for stuff like Sony. And like Penguin Books, things like that, stuff that we don't endorse in order to do stuff we do endorse, like the poop music. Does that make sense to you now, Anastasia? Do you understand now why you were trying to get us to say wasn't really fair to the other listeners?
Yeah, I completely understand.
Might make there not be any artists.
It might make there not be any artists, yes. And would you like that? I doubt it. Or maybe you would.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Well, they're all friends with you now instead of being artists. I mean, that's what you're really trying to create. And I don't think we always think about the consequences of these things.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get Snus to be a sponsor. You know, the smokeless tobacco. What do you think about that? Would that be a good fit for our show? Do you have any contacts there?
Do you snooze?
Yeah, are you snoozing now?
I don't, actually.
You're not snoozing.
What's your brand?
Smoke, but I quit a while ago.
Oh, what's your flavor?
Used to Snooster.
That's right.
So, what's your brand now? Kodiak.
I quit smoking.
Skoll.
I want to try and be healthy.
Yes, well, we know you quit smoking. What do you dip with now?
Yes.
Obviously, you quit smoking.
What do you shove in your maw and periodically spit into some sort of water bottle or whatever you have on you in order to get the same buzz from smoking without all that nasty inhalation?
Probably a nice English breakfast tea.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That can work.
All right. Well, I didn't think you'd have an answer, but Anastasia, you...
Gets me so jittery when I do that. I can't really do, you know?
Yes. And my body's just changing.
And I actually...
I used to be able to handle that stuff.
Yeah, and I actually heard it's a carcinogenic, and you should use... White tea is the one that they bleach. They bleach the carcinogen.
Good to know.
Thanks, Anastasia.
Do you guys snooze?
Yes, we snooze. That's the whole thing. We love to snooze.
Yeah. The snooze is loose. Hit the snooze button. You know?
Okay, Brett. Bye. Nice girl.
Maybe.
Who is she? She must be somebody's mom or something. Some male listener's mom. Who,
and he wanted to play it in the car, and then she sort of got used to it that way.
No, I think he's just making her call in and pretend to be, because he knows that, just for balance,
well,
we need some female
listeners. Well, is it Viggo Mortensen? I mean, is it actually Viggo Mortensen?
Mm-hmm. He didn't want to get too far away from his real name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who else do we have?
There's Sam, there's Grant, Burger Ho, Bozos. AJ.
They're all staying on the line.
Bruce Reed Robinson.
Oh, my God. They just have nothing
Another
else.
Another Sam.
We got to move faster through these guys because I feel bad that we don't get to a lot
I can
of
put
them.
I agree.
All of them on at once, too.
That sounds terrible. Well, we could do that at the end. What a fitting, awful conclusion.
Yes, that will be nice to have all of them at once. Who should we take now?
Let's take Burger Ho.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Burger Ho is on the air.
Hi, Burger Ho.
Hello.
And let's use real names.
How's it going?
Let's use real names for this. Isn't it Brian or something?
It is. It is Brian. Yeah, Burger Ho is just like an acronym.
Okay.
Oh, and calm down, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It sounds like you're speaking from an apartment that you just moved into. You haven't really quite furnished it yet. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of dead walls, not a lot of furniture, not a lot of carpet.
Yes, that's what it sounds
like. I wish I could do something about that, but here we are.
And so you're from Boston, is that right?
I'm from California. I'm from San Diego. I go to school out here in Boston.
Okay, so...
Bolt up.
Bolt up?
Yeah, San Diego.
Bolt up, yeah, indeed.
Well, what do you think about all this... Freedom Trail stuff. Seems like everyone's going to Boston these days, and like it's this big fad now to walk the Freedom Trail. That these kids are all doing this, and I don't fully understand it.
And can I say this before you even answer? A car should be a car, a boat should be a boat, and a duck, ladies and gentlemen, should be a duck. If it looks like a duck, well, it certainly shouldn't drive and be able to get drive on water. That is not okay with me. Sorry, science. Back to the drawing board and rant over. And now you can talk, Burger Ho, Brian.
I completely agree. I've actually made it an initiative to not do any of the historical stuff here. So I haven't done the Freedom Trail. Certainly haven't been on a duck tour. I've tried to learn as little as possible about the city.
It's so misleading to call it a duck tour. Because you pay all that money for it.
I'd love to go on a duck tour.
And you're expecting to see a bunch of ducks.
Well, I thought we'd go underwater and we see them, their feet moving when they're swimming. Because there's such a calm on the surface, but underneath their feet are churning like mad.
And
isn't that
to actually
real...
visualize that metaphor, which is the one by which I live my life, would be so helpful for my future, just day to day, because I'm thinking about it so much.
That's the life of an artist.
Yes, that's the life of an artist.
On the surface, it's calm, and on the inside, just beneath the surface, there's so much turmoil.
But then you go on the tour, and they don't show you any ducks, and if you do see a duck, you try to get them to stop, they won't stop. They just keep going.
Oh, and by the way, if you chase the duck, and if you happen to get lucky and catch it, you can get arrested. And speak on that, and isn't it kind of dangerous to be just arresting every duck chaser when there's actually real crime guys out there?
I think it's super dangerous because they're not, I mean, a lot of these people are tourists. They're not from Boston proper. They don't know the rules. They
okay, Brian, don't pander to me.
You know, you're going to get arrested.
It is a priorities issue with these police. And it's a you know, the hands up, don't shoot thing. It doesn't make total sense to me, because if you put your hands up, then the duck will fly away.
Yeah, exactly, or the breadcrumbs are going to fall out, and then if you don't get arrested, what are you supposed to do for the rest of the day?
I just heard my own voice on the, because you're listening to us through the computer, right? Or through the radio or something? Is that what's happening, Brett?
Yes.
Because it scared me, because I wasn't talking, and then I heard myself talking.
Well,
again.
I thought someone was making fun of you.
And see, now I just heard you.
Well, now I feel like they're making fun of me.
It's making me very uncomfortable and scared.
Brian, we have to go.
We have to go. Thanks, Brian.
Brian, thank you so much, and I'm sorry. And good luck with your burger hoe thing.
He's gone.
That was paralyzing with fear. To hear your own voice when you are not the one who's speaking
chilled me to the bone, and I felt like I was in Jeepers Creepers 2.
Let's shuffle through these. Grant? Should we talk to Grant?
Okay.
Who is Grant?
Yes, this is sort of a mystery character. Hello, Grant?
What up, what up?
What up, what up?
Hi,
Grant. My name is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Are you from the forums?
Yeah, I'm Charlie Murphy Brown.
Oh, Charlie Murphy Brown.
Oh, baby. Well, thank you for... And your latest song, Charlie Murphy Brown, can I say, took some real steps in the right direction for me, because I noticed that I could hear some of the things I had been saying and Hayes had been saying, and it was so much nicer than hearing. Yes. Sometimes people put these songs and I don't know who's even making the noise.
Charlie Murphy Brown is a listener of ours. He's sort of an eccentric musical genius who's not really for society, not really for being in society. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
What's your living situation?
I'm in Arizona.
You're in Arizona as well.
Okay, in a home or just around?
Yes, I'm in a home, and I would only say that the
is
Phoenix
Arizona
Cardinals,
kind of what you would say is your house? Oh, talk about the Phoenix Cardinals. This is actually interesting to me. Yes. Mm.
Yes. Now they're the Arizona Cardinals. They were the Phoenix Cardinals. Before that, they were from St. Louis, and they originated in Chicago back in like the 30s. So,
see, this is the kind of thing we want to talk about, is sports history. So thank you, Charlie Murphy Brown.
Talk about the Diamondbacks.
They won the World Series in 2001.
Mm.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, lay it on me. I got all day.
You called.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, which of you two would win in an arm wrestling match?
Oh, I shudder to think. Everyone loses. Everyone loses if we do that.
And I will say perish the thought to something like that, because the idea of hurting Sean is so antithetical to what I'm trying to do in my life. Or being hurt by Sean would be so much greater than a normal injury. Yeah.
If I'm hurt by Hayes, I never trust again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what about a thumb war?
And see, then this
same
is
thing?
You're not understanding.
Get it through your thick skull, Charlie Murphy Brown.
We don't want to battle each other, Charlie Murphy Brown.
It's not a competition.
Okay. We're just not in this to have battles with each other who are supposed to be our friends, okay? So what you should be doing is, I think, sticking to having musical thoughts. When you think, you mostly think in trumpet noises, right?
Trombone, but yeah.
Trombone, yes. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I had nothing.
We forgot
Please,
to say pause.
You bailed me out. Please, I was...
Collectively, what's your guys' favorite novel, then, if you want to work together on something with two minds?
Our favorite novel?
Could you come up with a...
Collectively?
Novel, yeah.
Yeah. I guess we could say it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Catcher in the Rye.
Mockingbird.
You gotta read this book, Charlie. You gotta read Catcher in the Rye. If you haven't read it, it'll explain everything for
you. Especially in this town, the idea of phonies being something you don't like. Oh, baby, can I tell you that that is really something relevant in my life.
And you'll realize that there are lots of phonies out there, but there are some people who are cool and actually get it, like holding cauliflower.
And the details of all of having a crazy red hunting hat on.
Yes. And can we return to the subject of ducks? There's lots of interesting duck questions in there.
Oh, like, yes.
Where do they go when the ice is frozen?
And something to think about. Did Mr. Antolini really do anything wrong, or was it just a situation that could possibly be interpreted as wrong because he'd never got a chance to really explain?
Was he just being a friendly teacher?
Are you a secret slob? Like that devilish Stradlatter? Keeping his razor unclean, meanwhile he's off making time with a girl?
Am I a slob? Is that the question?
See, Are you a secret slob?
See, you don't understand because you haven't read the book, and I could tell when you first called in that you haven't read it.
Oh, we can hear it in your voice if you haven't read this book. You're a real Prince Ackley kid, and so that's something.
There's just a hint of phoniness, but if you read this book, you'll wash it right out, I promise you.
Did you guys know today is 12, 13,
14? I did know that. What I think is a missed opportunity is they should have come out with a movie today. There should have been the cool count. It should have been about.
Well, it should have been a movie called 15.
Yes, that's
you should have made a movie called 15.
No, that's right. The movie should have been called 15. Yes.
Or 11.
Or 11.
I mean, 11's maybe better.
Because you should say the name of the movie first.
See 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yes. Imagine how big that movie could have been.
At 15 o'clock.
I'd watch it.
It could have been about a group of robbers.
Yes.
Or what else could it have been about? What's something that...
Don't do that to me.
What?
I say yes, and then he goes, yes. Now this time, and I know I'm not hearing me coming out of your computer, and I know you are making fun of me this time.
It's a fake version of you, yes.
Oh, no, I'm not making fun of you for sure. That's yes, and I've learned tricks from listening to podcasts, what these people do to seem like they are, not just a phony, like you were saying. They make noises in the spaces, and it's interesting.
And see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I can tell that you just want to be speaking in trombones, and that spoken conversation is not your natural form of communicating.
Yes, you're mimicking my sound. You're following it with a similar sound, which is what you would do in music. If I'm playing a C, then you just play a C. And you know how the circle of fifths works. But that's sort of what you're doing here in conversation is I make the noise, and then you go like, yes, to sort of trail off of it. And that's not what people like.
No. But, Charlie, thank
you. Isn't something that...
Charlie, we have a famous person coming in really soon. So pause on you and also hang up, Brett. Thank you, Charlie.
Got his shout out out, and you almost want to start with your shout out because you really don't know how much time you'll have. Maybe some of the time spent mocking me could have been spent shouting out.
Okay, we got a lot of people to go through, huh?
Sam's been waiting for 47 minutes.
Okay, let's talk to Sam.
Okay, Sam.
This better not be Engineer
Better not
Sam.
Be Engineer Sam.
Better not be, but it probably is. Hello?
I'm no engineer. Hello.
Hi. It does sound a little bit like him, doesn't it? And isn't that the first thing you would say if you were Engineer Sam?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Sam. What's your name on the forums?
I got the pro version last week. Thank you very much. I was Velvet Revolver and Nico.
Yes, Velvet Revolver and Nico. Yes. And we love music as well. And when we know that's an homage to Lewis Reed, and who is a very close friend of ours.
Edgy music. And don't you remember that one part of the movie where they played his songs? and
very influential
counterculture. Yeah. And I've heard that every person who saw the Velvet Underground play a concert went home and started a band.
Mm-hmm.
But only Donald Fagen wanted to start a band that was the polar opposite of what he'd seen. You see, the Velvet Underground was such a disorganized mess that he said, I want to do some sort of measured, precise, studio-friendly band. And that's why we have these different sounds, because I do appreciate Velvet Underground, but Steely Dan's named after a dildo. Do you
Lewis
get it?
Reed, Lewis Reed, would you agree that he was the original punk?
Yeah, he's got to be.
He has to be. And his story is so amazing of being brave enough to make this music that, you know, he wasn't sure that anyone would like, but people really did like it. And he ended up being very rich and dying in a huge, huge house. I think he was doing yoga in his backyard because he had nothing else to do because he was so rich. He never had to work again. And isn't that just kind of like the great punk rock narrative?
When I put the money in my bank. And that's a little joke about Lewis Reed's heroin song. So, what do you want to say, dipwad? I'm fucking with you, Sam.
I wondered if you guys were scared about these Sony hacks or if you guys are prepared for it because of Gmail roulette.
It sounds like you have an answer to your question already.
Well, he's got a good suggestion for an answer that we could use, and I'm going to take it. I'm prepared for it because of Gmail roulette. I think I'm used to having my private emails exposed and glad that we did that brave practice.
And we're also, they're not going to do anything to us because we're doing a movie about saving Kim Jong-un from Seth Rogen.
Yes.
That he's coming to kill Kim Jong-un and we beat him up. Because
as a bit of counter-programming, when we heard that movie was being made, we sort of sniffed out the opportunity because we know they're not going to like having him get beat up by James Franco, Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Hayes and I did was we put on our Captain America outfits. We're both Captain America in this one.
And one when, shield and that when, we share.
Yes. And when Seth and Jimmy are getting just so close and they're about to really land a big punch, that's when they get a shield in the
neck.
Kisser. Oh.
Oh.
Well, I think that necking is kissing sometimes, so I think it works both ways. We haven't finished editing, so we don't know where the shield hits them.
We got to keep rolling through these, right?
Yeah, we
all
do.
Right,
yeah,
we
and
go.
You got thanks, your question Dad. Out, and you should be satisfied with that.
Thanks,
and if
Sam.
You want to do a quick shout-out.
Yeah, do a shout-out. He's gone. Oh, he's gone. Almost
okay,
got that
well.
Shout-out out. Brett, in the future, just let them say shout-out, and then you
okay.
can do it. Okay, who's oh. next? Bozos?
Bozos, yeah, you're right.
Hello, Bozos.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, this
ooh,
is not how I expected.
Familiar.
Not how I expected the Bozos to sound.
Sorry, do I not sound like a clown?
Yeah, well, that is sort of what I was expecting. Because if you name yourself Bozos, you are opening yourself up to people expecting you to be a clown.
Well, what about Homie the Clown?
What about him? He's not named Bozos, and he is a clown. I mean, what about him? What does it have to do with anything?
He is, but that is a funny character. I'm glad you brought him up. Because the idea of a black guy being silly in that way.
And also a clown that don't play
yes.
many things.
Yes.
I mean, there's not just one. People forget there's not just one thing that Homie don't play. There's a lot of things that Homie don't play.
You wonder how many other characters it would have been interesting. You know, that show was gone before its time, but how many other things they could have dressed up a black guy in that were, like, funny, that were a place where you wouldn't expect to see him.
Yes, that's right, and had him be kind of mean.
Homie the Fisherman.
Yes, Homie the Engineer Frank. I mean, if you remember him before he left.
What was your question? We already did. You're from Boston, right? We already did the duck tour conversation.
Mm.
We did all that. Yeah, I was gonna.
No,
ask
you didn't.
Hazy,
don't.
Like,
no, we did.
Wet?
We pause.
That's a good
don't
point.
Take
I
credit.
Didn't do it.
Pause. Yes. Don't take credit for what we did.
We did it, and you say you guys.
When
did
we
that
say
already.
We mean us. Yes,
it
you
was
guys
really good.
Did that already, and we did it with somebody else. Now go ahead
right.
and.
Sorry, you guys have already done that. So. I just want to say that the way that Andy is portraying the way the call screening is going is not exactly the way it's
Thank happened. You. We appreciate this because we only have his word to go on. What is actually happening out there? I just hear a constant chittering from him in the other room, and he shouldn't be talking so much.
And he should be quiet when he talks.
Well, with me, he was getting really randy.
Okay.
Oh, this I was worried about. This I was really scared about. Because he's been randy on calls before, and we heard him talk to Ms. Lapkison.
Yes.
And I told him explicitly before I came in, I said, if you're going to screen these calls, do what you need to do. And I think we all know, in order to not be all horned up.
It is something about the phone for him. And I've had this conversation with Rob where he gets a phone bill at the end of the month. And there are lots of these 1-900 numbers that are showing up in there. And Andy has this excuse that he's just, you know, he's trying to get video game cheats or something.
Well, and what Andy does too is he calls these 900 numbers and then he calls the credit card company and goes like, my card was stolen. Were there any charges? And it's like, you can't keep doing that. Hang on, I think our celebrity's calling me.
Okay.
Probably locked out.
We have a big celebrity coming, Bozos, but we are going to do your podcast.
Hey, well, oh, great.
We've already corresponded with you about that, and that'll just be a good lesson to all the other podcasts on Earwolf that if they asked us to do it, we would have done theirs, but it's too late, so now we're going to do Bozos' podcast first. So you snooze, you loose, if you know what I mean. So
thanks, guys. I can't
it's
like
just
to
me now. I'm all by myself. Sean's out of the room, and it's I get a little anxiety. So just hang up.
Okay.
Who else is on the line?
AJ, Bruce Reed Robinson, another okay. Sam, Aztecs, Anthony,
oh, God,
another
it's
Anthony.
Too many. It's too many.
British Andrew.
It's too many. It's too many, Brett. What are we going to do? Put them all on at once?
Do you want to?
Just me versus all the callers is a little too much for me to bear. I mean, I'm worried that it's just the sound that will just play in my head for eternity when they all say, like all those male voices. Like,
yeah.
Hey! All at once. Can you imagine?
I'm tempted. You know, I have a lot of power right now.
And Brett, I will admit that right now you do have a decision to make because you right now are capable of destroying me. If you put through all these 23 to 29-year-old men to try and talk to me at the same time. Hi, Sean's back.
Oh, yes, well, good. When you get off the
elevator, is our celebrity able to get in?
Yes, our celebrity's on the phone with me now, and he's coming in.
Oh, okay. So I guess we should go through them all at once. And we'll just say, we'll put them on all at once, and we'll say a little thing about each of them.
And Thomas, if you're still on, one thing you should know is we are doing a live call-in show. So I've put you on speaker, and we're all the callers that we didn't have time for, we're going to just put on at once. And what a thrill for them to be on the phone with you as well.
Okay, put them all on. Yeah,
I'm putting them through.
So he's not going to be able to hear them.
Okay, you can't hear them, Tom, so we can. And hi, everybody, and all please speak at once.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Awful. Okay, well, we'll go through and say something about each of you. Aztecs, you have a nice white cat, and you came to our show that one time. That was nice. Say thank you.
Hi, thank you. That's true.
AJ, you're a teacher, right?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. Who else? Hi, Thomas. How are you? Have a seat. Who else is on the line? There's another
Bruce
Sam.
Bruce Reed.
Oh, Bruce Reed
Bruce
Robinson.
You're Jason Mantzoukas.
Some
fan.
Sort of scientist. Yes, you're a fan of too many other shows on the network, and
yes,
we don't like that.
We don't necessarily want one of our primary four members to have
too much
a different
overlap.
Show
and can I
avatar.
Say something? But this is to all of you, and tell your other forum people too. No, none of this C-plus stuff on the forums. No, like, no you talking you two to me references. No, like, he likes chemicals, so he's like Walter White or something. None of that.
Not a single thing that isn't explicitly about our show.
If I see another... we want some friggin' t-shirts or whatever it is on the forum.
If that shows up in my forum again, I'm shutting the whole thing down.
The show's done.
And it's a privilege. So try not to abuse that.
Whose background noise is that?
Oh, it's mine.
Who's that? Who's mine?
Dr. Blue Jeans.
Dr. Blue Jeans.
Dr. Blue Jeans. Well, thanks for talking basketball with me one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And there's British...
Although I still don't think Rondo is a good fit for this Cavaliers.
Please don't go any further.
British Andrew is on the line. His avatar is the guy from the Ocean movie Wes Anderson did. I don't know if that would have been my choice necessarily.
Steve Zissou.
Did you ever hear the soundtrack for that?
Oh my gosh, yes. Portuguese Bowie.
It's great for running on the beach. I'll run on the beach and I'll play that Portuguese Bowie song.
That's bad for your legs.
On repeat. And who else is on the line?
Wrap this up in a second.
There's another Sam?
I'm here right now.
Oh, what a sinister villain.
James Gum from Silence of the Lambs? Jesus Christ.
Who are you on the forums?
I'm not on the forum. My dad doesn't let me go on.
Oh, okay. So how do you know about us?
Is this a joke?
No, I know you from the podcast.
Okay, well, this is as good a time as any to wrap this up. I know you from the podcast. Yeah, no fucking shit, dude. That's what you're on.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We did this as a gift to you, and the whole show we do is a gift, but this was an even bigger gift because you got to talk to us and to Thomas.
Just do a... Oh, yeah, say hi, Thomas.
Hi. He's saying hi. Don't you talk on the phone. Take two, Thomas, and I know you know what that means. You're an actor.
Hi. And action.
Much better. Yes, much better.
And we'll just do a mass hang-up now.
Okay. Shoutouts,
Baba Booey.
Oh, God, that was Cody. Oh, Cody got into the wires.
Okay, thanks.
That was a satisfying.
Well, I know I'm late.
Yes,
but I don't know what the hell happened.
Well, we'll clear it up for you right after we sign off.
You didn't show up on time, so we got nervous, and so we had to take.
Sorry, everybody.
Hundreds of calls at the same time.
Yes, engineer Brett, back us up. That's how many. Now, please, thanks for doing the live call-in show, everybody, and talk to us on the forums, like us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, write a nice review, give us a high five using MailChimp, hello, cereal, and everything else that you could possibly do to support us. Please make sure you do it and come up with new ways. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
More effective ways. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.